Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled, Science Talk for Breath is Life. And here is a quote. We must continuously breathe precisely to bring oxygen to mitochondria, to fuel oxidative phosphorylation, to charge our mitochondria, which sustains cellular life, brain activity, and consciousness. End quote. And that was from a paper published this year, 2024, in Psychological Review about deep rest. In any case, that complicated, funny quote, scientific quote, is a scientific way of saying breath is life, right? We must continuously breathe precisely to bring oxygen to mitochondria, to fuel oxidative phosphorylation, to charge our mitochondria, which sustains cellular life, brain activity, and consciousness. So let's use that passage as inspiration to occasionally take a mindful breath or two, remembering that each one sustains cellular life, brain activity, and consciousness. And with that, I will move on to thought number two. It is titled Stress, Inflammation, and a Valuable Tool for Coaches. And here is another quote. Stress reduction techniques may serve as cost-effective interventions for preventing and treating metabolic disease. End quote. And that is from a paper published in 2023 by Juergens et al. In Brain Behavior and Immunity. And this paper overall basically showed that there was a relationship between perceived levels of stress, and then those were associated with, with higher levels of inflammation, which was then associated with worsening metabolic function or metabolic dysregulation. So basically what this suggests is that stress-lowering activities, which of course we know slow breathing fits into pretty perfectly, they may reduce inflammation and then subsequently improve metabolic function. So pretty profound stuff, all association, no causation can be implied, but makes a lot of sense, right? And a pretty neat little PS to this one. If you are a coach, especially a breath coach, but really any coach that tries to help people reduce stress, implementing these findings in your practice is really straightforward. All you need is a Google form. So I go through this whole study plus exactly how I've implemented these results in my coaching, in my courses, and give you all the ways I do it. I actually give you the Google form you need to do it in the Breath Learning Center. So if you're interested in that, go sign up, click the Science 4 or sign up, then go to Science 411s and then click the top one, which will be this one. And you can get all of that if you are so interested at breathlearning.com. Otherwise, just know anything you do to reduce stress may help inflammation and therefore help your metabolic functioning. All right, with that, let's move on to thought number three. It is titled, Take a Breath Pilgrimage. And here is a quote. With pilgrimage, you literally walk a physical path, have a clear goal, your destination, and a means of reaching it, walking. The simplicity may be the secret to finding inner direction. End quote. And that is Dr. Guy Hayward. And that description of a pilgrimage sounds a lot like a breath practice, right? In a breath practice, you breathe a specific way, you have a clear goal, a clear destination, and a way of achieving it, your breath, right? So the simplicity of that may be the secret to finding our inner direction. So the best part about a breath pilgrimage is you don't even have to leave your own house. So make sure you take a few breath pilgrimages, even if it's just sitting on a cushion, a chair, lying down on your couch, in bed, whatever, a few times this week to find a little more inner direction in your life. And with that, I will move on to the fourth and final thought. It is titled, Three Breathing Exercises That Will Heal Any Ailment. Here is the thought. There are three breathing exercises that will heal any ailment. The first one is to laugh. The second one is to laugh. And the third one is to laugh. That's it. That was inspired by the last week's quote from Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers. Let's see if I can remember it. He said, there are three ways to ultimate success. The first one is kindness. The second one is kindness. The third one is kindness. Or I think it was the first one is to be kind. The second one is to be kind. And the third one is to be kind. And I love that. And I think that's the same as laughter, right? There are three breathing exercises that will heal any ailment. The first one is to laugh. The second and the third are also to laugh. All right. That is it for this week's four thoughts. Let's move on to the one quote. It is a great one. Here it is. Stress is basically a disconnection from the earth, a forgetting of the breath. And that is Natalie Goldberg. And I found that one on my Insight Timer. It was one day this week, they popped that one up for me and I loved it, took a screenshot and decided to share it here. Such a good quote. All right, and finally, the one answer for this week, the category is animals breathing. The answer is, according to one study, at least 65 different species of animals perform their own version of this breathing exercise, which you may have thought was uniquely human. What is laughing or laughter? So apparently, at least 65 different species have their own version of laughing. Super neat. If you go back, the link goes to a little like 3-minute NPR interview about it. Really cool. Or like a little podcast about it. Super cool. All right. That is it for this week. Remember that breathing sustains cellular life, brain activity, and consciousness by fueling oxidative phosphorylation to charge our mitochondria. All of that is science talk for breath is life, right? Remember that reducing stress is associated with reducing inflammation and improving metabolic dysfunction. Super important. Remember to take a few breath pilgrimages this week, right? Pick your destination and take that simple means of a few breaths to get you there. And remember the three breathing exercises that will heal any ailment. The first one is to laugh. The second one is to laugh. And the third one is to laugh. And I hope you'll check out the Breath Learning Center. Even if you don't care about the science 401s, it is packed with breathing science and wisdom meditations for a better life so we can learn to think, speak, and act in alignment with the people we want to become. That is the definition of happiness according to Gandhi, and I think that's phenomenal. I'm not there yet, so I'm on the journey with you and trying my hardest, and I hope you'll join. And then another big announcement, me and Eddie Stern are giving 4 seminars on breathing for the breathing app for diabetes. So if you sign up before April 11th, which is World Breathing Day, you will if you subscribe to the breathing app before April 11th, you will automatically be enrolled in a 4-part webinar series. So on the 11th at 6 p.m., we'll be talking about new findings in breath research relevant to diabetes. The 13th, we're going to talk about exercise and light stretches to increase your lung capacity. Then on the 18th, advanced practices in breathing. And then on the 20th is the last one, a deep dive into mindfulness and metacognition. These recordings will be made available for anyone who can't join live. And even if you don't have diabetes, I think you will find these seminars helpful and engaging. So the breathing app for diabetes, I think you need to sign up in the link I have in the newsletter or the link on the Instagram profile for the breathing app for diabetes, because that will get you to make sure we get your email address. If you sign up through Apple, we don't see your email, so we have no clue way to contact you to say, hey, here's the Zoom links for the webinars. So make sure you sign up through the links in the show notes of the podcast version or in the actual blog post itself. Okay, I've rambled on too much. I hope to see you all there, though. We're super excited about this. And just thank you, as always, for listening, and I will see you next week.